This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Jaquanda Johnson has been a journalist for years, and for most of her career, she's worked in legacy news media outlets like television and newspapers, including the Detroit News and the Flint Journal. Then she went from reporter to entrepreneur. She started an online news service called FlintBeat. Jaquanda Johnson joins us now. Hi there.
Hello.
So why leave an established newsroom for a startup journalistic enterprise like FlintBeat?
FlintBeat was really because it was a request by the residents. As I covered the city of Flint for MLive Media Group, I talked to residents and I found that they were looking for a news outlet that specifically focused on Flint and that would give them more news. You know, at the time, the news was really filled with water crisis, sports, and crime. In a city the size of Flint, we know that there's more news than that. And so the community was looking for something like that. And I'm from Flint. So I'm from this area, born and raised. I'm 42. And I could understand what they were asking for. And I decided to step out there in journalistic faith. And I launched FlintBeat March 2017.
Well, I want to talk about that leap of faith in a little bit. But what kind of stories have you been able to cover that likely wouldn't be picked up by legacy media like the Flint Journal and MLive?
I wouldn't necessarily. I guess I don't want to say that reporters aren't aware. I just know that the shrinking newsroom sometimes prevents them from being able to do certain things. Let's see. Oh, I broke the story about the city councilman pawning his laptop.
No.
I also broke a story when the mayor filed a PPO against the man that was seeking recall against her. So those are two. I broke a story about a local pastor allegedly abusing a child. So that's three stories there that I managed to get out before other media.
Why is hyperlocal coverage like FlintBeat important in general and specifically to Flint?
Well, I think that local coverage like FlintBeat is important to empower a community and to inform and to hold government accountable. We as journalists sometimes get caught up in the industry so far as clicks and goals and numbers. But when you are boots on the ground in the community, approaching news from more of a grassroots approach, I think that it helps to impact the community you are covering. Again, hold government accountable in the community you are covering and empower those residents. I think a lot of times we kind of fall back from the reasons we became journalists because we get caught up in all the red tape in the newsroom. I don't have that anymore.
You're not just a journalist anymore. You're now a business person, too. How has that transition gone for you?
Have mercy. I'm just in all honesty. When I decided to do this, I didn't have support, or I didn't quite understand that I would be wearing these multiple hats. I was a journalist, just a writer that wanted to tell stories. So initially, like I took 6 months just straight reporting at City Hall, at community meetings, just doing my thing as a journalist before I realized, oh, you need money to pay bills. And so then I'm kind of switching hats right now. I'm working as a publisher. I find it to be a necessity, you know, to think about it as a business also, which sometimes for me, it's a battle because at heart, I'm a journalist. And trying to approach this with a business model is a struggle. It's a struggle. I've been fortunate enough to be able to find help and support with various organizations out there supporting local news efforts and independent publishing to kind of help me get on the right path to build a sustainable revenue model for FlintBeat.
Yeah, I think a lot of journalists feel if they strike out on their own and serve an underserved population, they'll naturally be supported for it. It doesn't sound like that's the way it works.
It doesn't. That's what I thought. I said, hey, I'll go out here and I'll cover this community, and the community will say, oh, she's so great, we love her. And they'll take care of me with this little modest GoFundMe campaign. That did not work.
If you're distracted by a side job plus reporting and trying to find ads and sponsorship for Flint Beat and all that other stuff, when do you have time to report and write?
If you go to my site right now, you'll see I don't write as nearly as much as I used to. I had an intern over the summer that put together a couple pieces, like a food desert piece, and she also produced a video about Flint and the lack of access to fresh fruits and vegetables. But right now, my content isn't nearly where I think it should be.
I was reading in an article that you're also coordinating a program that trains high schoolers to be journalists. How's that play into your overall effort to serve the community?
It's grades 6 through 12. It's called News Movement. It's a youth journalism program. And what happened is, after I launched Flint Beat, I started to look for writers in this community. And that was a struggle. There's like a drought. And local publications were pulling from the same little pool of writers, but most of them aren't from Flint. And I decided that there was a need. There was a need to engage children in Flint in journalism, to let them know this is something they could do, and also to diversify newsrooms. So that program launched July 9th.
If you went back in time a couple of years, what do you think you might do differently in launching Flint Beat?
I think that I would definitely have a strong business plan in place. And I would reach out to different organizations, like I'm a member of Lion Publishers now. I would do my due diligence in finding those organizations, reach out to them before I launch, to help start to build a sustainable revenue model. Also, look at models for community engagement just to survive, just so that I wouldn't have got 6 months into this and decided I needed a day job. You know, and I get it. Some people can keep their job. I couldn't keep my job at MLive and do what I'm doing now. That would be competing. But some people can. I would say, hey, keep your day job as long as possible. See what you can do. If you can write, start to build your audience, you know, and then step out there. I would never tell anyone to do it the way that I did it.
What's the future look like for Flint Beat?
I don't know. I feel like I have a chance out there. I feel like I'm filling gaps in news in the Flint area, and that I expect to be around for some time.
Jaquanda Johnson is the founder and publisher of Flint Beat. You can find it at flintbeat.com. Hey, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.